Now to a man who had hoped to be competing for the presidency this time, the Grammy Award-winning Haitian-born hip-hop artist Wyclef Jean. We spoke with him last year when he registered as a candidate in last year's elections. He was disqualified by the Election Commission, who said he didn't meet the residency requirements. But he's long served as a cultural ambassador for his homeland. He played a key role in drawing global attention to the plight of earthquake victims. And he's back in Port-au-Prince today to mark the one-year anniversary of the earthquake. He's with us on the line from there. Wyclef Jean.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, we're very well. How are you? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, and I'm sorry it's a little hectic. We know where I'm at. It's so much going on.
We appreciate your taking time.
It was important just to get on the phone real quick and answer any questions that y'all had to ask me.
Well, thank you so much for doing that. When we last spoke with you, when you'd registered as a candidate for the presidential elections, you were disqualified by the Election Commission because they said you didn't meet the residency requirements. Are you still very disappointed by the fact that you weren't able to run?
No, definitely not disappointed because within Haitian law, the Residency Act don't mean that you have to be there within 5 years. Like, it means that you would have to have been paying taxes within the country and have business within the country in 5 years. So if I'm not eligible to run for president, how was I eligible to vote in that election?
Well, that means this election
I voted because I do have residence. So clearly it was, if you even follow with the OS report that came out on even fraud on the election that they did decide to do, it's just the powers that be were not in tune with what I wanted to do, and by any means necessary, they took me out. But we're not discouraged. We're on the ground, and we'll continue working for the people.
Is there a candidate who you do support who was able to run of the two candidates who've been identified by the OAS as being, in their view, eligible for the runoff? Is there someone you prefer?
Well, I mean, right now what's going on is, you know, at this moment, you know, we have to wait and see who are the final two candidates right now. But I would tell you between Moniga and Mickey, you know, Mickey and I have a natural alliance together, you know.
That makes sense. And finally, before we let you go, and thank you again for joining us from there, what's the mood there today? And what do you see as the major challenge from where you stand right now?
Well, from where I stand right now, I mean, we're a year in, and there's still 1.2 million people in a tent. You know, I just came from a mass in a cathedral, a Catholic church. And, you know, when we were leaving, you know, people still were screaming, saying, you know, it's a year in. Cleft and these people have not done nothing, and we can't take another year with this cholera outbreak and everything going on.
Wyclef Jean is a Grammy Award-winning artist. He was born in Haiti. He's been a cultural ambassador for his homeland for many, many years, long before the earthquake. Wyclef Jean, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.